The other crisis the government are dealing with at the moment, the U-turn, it appears to be on. Entrenchment on Three Waters hopefully has been defeated. So the Business Committee of Parliament is going to have to discuss it. The National Party Business Committee member, Michael Woodhouse, is with us this morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Is this as good as over, seeing it's been kicked back to the Business Committee?
Well, I do hope so, but it's rather odd that they have sent it to the Business Committee because they're just an administrative body that talks about what might go on in the House. It can't fix this problem. This is a problem of Labour and the Greens making, and only Labour can fix it.
How come it got slipped in and no one saw it?
Well, that's a good question. In any bill, there are a number of amendments that get raised at that stage of the bill's passage. Any number of changes could have been suggested. What was interesting was that the sponsor of the amendment and the two ministers that were debating these changes didn't even make mention of it. So, you know, National could have been sitting there saying, well, okay, that's fine from the Greens, but clearly it's not going to get government support because they didn't raise it. We will certainly oppose it, and we did. And all of a sudden it gets through.
Was this Machiavellian?
Yeah, very much so. And quite disingenuous, I think, of the process. This was a serious constitutional change that had been discussed by Cabinet and actually at that point rejected. What's amazing to me is that the Prime Minister and the Leader of the House, Chris Hipkins, both said yesterday that they had no knowledge of this amendment being made. So either that's a bit tricky with the truth, or they're not in control of their own caucus.
See, that's the thing. I refuse to believe they didn't know. How do you change the or mess with the Constitution and the Prime Minister of the country doesn't know anything about it?
Which is exactly what serious constitutional lawyers have said. It has to be fixed. It can't be fixed by the Business Committee. Labour have to agree to a motion to have that bill sent back to that part of the bill process, take those clauses out, and move on. This is a terrible, terrible misuse of important constitutional conventions.
Do the rules as they're set up at the moment cover us off for this sort of thing, or do rules need to be changed so if a government goes rogue again, they can't do what they attempted to do?
Well, I think what we've seen is that the changes they've attempted to make have received such opprobrium that they're going to have to reverse out of that cul-de-sac. So actually, the rules and the procedures within the House have actually, well, assuming something happens next week, will have actually worked. So no, I don't think there's any change in the rules. There just needs to be a change in the respect for our constitutional democracy.
Couldn't agree more. Michael Woodhouse with us this morning.